Ricky Ricker and Trey Abney are longtime friends and transplants to Reno. Ricky has worked for various nonprofits, and Trey is a partner for a political consulting firm that offers a range of services, including lobbying. They were both participants in One Small Step, a conversation program designed to bring people with different political ideologies together. Every conversation starts with participants reading each other's bios. From those bios, we learned that Ricky, a Democrat, has been shaped by the views of her parents, who she lovingly refers to as hippies. On the other hand, Trey, a Republican, grew up with more conservative influences. Today's conversation starts off with Trey.
I was born in southern Louisiana, in Lake Charles, Louisiana, but moved up to Springfield, Missouri when I was 8. Very conservative, both, you know, politically and very socially conservative. And so, Ricky, I guess I'll ask you, I think I liked your bio better because it actually went into kind of your parents and what made them hippies. Were they like hippies in the traditional sense, like, you know, dress the part, the whole Woodstock thing, or more just in how in their value system or their culture or how they raised you?
I would say, to answer your question, all of the above. They, you know, Southern Ohio, not necessarily known for its liberal ways. Nothing wrong with it. Again, a great place to grow up. I grew up small town, third generation in a village, you know, very idealistic. But I think that they were just young enough to be inspired by that revolution talk of the late 60s and early 70s. And so that's how my sister and I grew up, which was take care of one another, take care of the planet, look out for your neighbor, which is, quite frankly, that's not a hippie or a liberal mindset at all.
Do you think your beliefs or thoughts have diverged, like from what your parents or your dad think, like from what you grew up with? I mean, is there a more, you have a kind of a different outlook on fiscal policy or fiscal conservatism or liberalism or taxes or spending or any of that stuff? Like, do you think it's changed as you've grown older?
I absolutely think it's changed. My dad and I got into this conversation about veterans. And of course, you know, he was give them everything they need, give it through the roof and all this stuff. And not that I am to say that that is against anything. It was more like, Dad, it's a broken system, in my opinion, in dealing with some of these services. It's a broken system and we need to just stop throwing money at it. And we need to start looking at where we can fix the, you know, maybe the hole in the spending over here because it's leaving an empty pot over on the other side of the room. No one's looking at the systems. They're just looking at the problems and saying we need to throw money at it. And so, yes, I think that I would find myself in an argument with someone much more progressive than I.
No, I think I'm in the same boat. You know, when I talk to my Republican friends and, you know, Republicans are supposed to be, you know, anti-tax, right, or anti-tax increase. But I was active when I was at the Chamber of Commerce pushing the WC1 campaign a few years back, which raised sales tax to build new schools. And it was a math problem, right? We have X amount of students coming into the system. We needed X more schools to hold them, you know, including my son, and we didn't have the money to do it. And so how do you, you know, what is the solution? But is there anything that you want me to understand about you that we haven't talked about?
Maybe kind of one of the many things, I think we've got a couple going, is that as we age and we get more experiences underneath our belt and we have to deal with the various chapters of our life, I think that our politics and our priorities change. And so it evolves into, this is where I started out at 22, walking around a college campus with my liberal tank top on, you know, so proud to, and still would be proud to participate in ACLU events, doesn't necessarily still categorize me today. It is absolutely still a part of me. But I think how you said, you know, you evolved, and I think we all do. It's nice to think that we can change and evolve and become something more.
Well, you certainly don't want to see me walking around in a tank top, so that's.
That was Reno residents Ricky Ricker and Trey Abney talking about how their political ideologies have changed over the years. This conversation was facilitated by me, Natalie Van Hooser, and I co-produced it with Carly Savageau. KUNR and Noticiero Móvil's work with StoryCorps on One Small Step is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. Nevada Humanities was a key community partner for this program.